consistent. So, you know, another great example of what you can do, you know, if you put your mind to things and, you know, make no excuses. That's a good fight. And then the ultimate one, you know, of course, you know, it hits home a little bit because it is a cousin of mine fighting, Elias the Lion Lainez versus Marvin the Tank Furman, which is the champy champ. And Elias is looking to overthrow this guy. I mean, we can't even seem to kind of guess how this fight's going to go, right? Because you got two guys that like to go head up first. And I'm just kind of like thinking to myself, like, are these guys just going to go the opposite way and make like an alternate plan? Like, yo, he's going to come at me this way, so I'm going to do this. So it's very interesting. And seeing how these guys are going to come at each other. You know, we saw Elias the Lion Lainez put your man's James Clark down with a body shot. And, you know, James Clark got up, you know, after the first knockdown. I had to give him props, you know. But Elias just landed the punch placement was great, landed that shot. And it was a no-mas contest, you know. Tank put away the Cobra. Came at the Cobra, you know, full throttle. You know, the Cobra presented a problem the first couple of rounds, and he kind of nullified that, the speed, you know, and we got to see the Tank actually evolve into a higher echelon of fighting, man, because, you know, the first time around, I didn't see it like that. I actually, Anthony had more control. I think that Anthony got off more shots, and even Marvin, he looked a little bit sloppier in that fight than he did in the one with Anthony this time around. So that's going to be a very crazy fight. What can I say? You got Zeke. Now, Zeke, man, Esteban just came in. Now, you already know. Esteban comes in. He already got the tank top on. He flexing right from the airport. We picked him up. I got a video. I got the intro video when we picked him up. He was standing on a bench eating peanuts with his big military bags and his book bag right next to him. He was just towering over everybody like, what? That shit was hilarious. But he was in shape, ladies and gentlemen. He had the white skinny tee on, and he was flexing. So, you know, Zeke, hope you're in shape, man, dog shape, because Esteban is. And I think that he's ready to go. He's already at the hotel. Let me tell you, we took these long drives. You know, we picked up the fighter from the hotel, Esteban, and then we went ahead and dropped him off at the hotel. You know, the man is smart. He came in an extra day early. Probably want to get the feel of the whole, you know, air, you know, whatever it may be. Sometimes it takes longer to acclimate, but what, you know, if you're a day earlier than the next, it's an advantage a little bit, you know, in a sense, right? Because traveling could take a little bit out of you sometimes, depending on how your day goes, but I say all that to say that the location is dope. I mean, we pulled up and it was like, we looked to the right and it was like, wow. You know, the hotel's kind of like pop and they're sitting on a hill and they got palm trees, you know, and it's clean and it's just very, very nice. You know, both hotels that we got, they're really, really a stone throws away. So shout out to Mallory from Spring Hill Suites who, you know, definitely geared me to the right hotel. It was right next to us, and we were able to get everybody in the same vicinity. So, you know, everybody's participating, everybody that booked. Just know there's going to be like 30, 40 people that you know, and that you can commune with at these spots. I mean, they have lounge areas. They have pools. Both hotels have pools. Both hotels have fitness centers. You're definitely going to get your, you know, your chill on, man. And it's going to be very comfortable, and it's going to be a great experience. So bring your swimming trunks. They know Border Wars is in town. Both hotels are excited to have us, and they can't wait. You know, I was talking to them today. Supposed to be talking to the other manager tomorrow in the morning. Hopefully he answers the email. But the manager at the Spring Hills, you know, is very excited. She says that everybody's very excited. There's actually probably people coming in, I think, just getting wind of it just because we're coming into town. So, yeah, man, everything's looking uppity up. Me and Ness are making sure we put in the last minute, you know, boots to ground so that we can make this a success. You know, we've been traveling a lot and sleeping very little. So we're trying our best to make sure that you guys have the best experience. And, yeah, man, just congratulations to the fighters. 3 days out. Don't do too much. Make sure that you got good rest. Make sure that, you know, if you are doing any working out, that you're not risking getting injured. Make sure that, you know, you plan ahead. Anybody that's flying into Tampa, just, you know, make sure you're planning and knowing how to plan, right? Ness, if you're landing in Tampa, know how long it takes you to get to the actual hotels. Good thing about it is that once you land, you have no excuses. If you're staying with us, the weigh-ins are at the hotel, okay? And the weigh-ins will start at 6 p.m. But remember, we're doing it UFC style, Wicked Wild, or the day before, you know, not the day before, but excuse me, but like the same day. So if you're landing on Friday for the weigh-ins, make sure you check in with me as soon as you land. We take your weight. You can go ahead. If you're coming in with family or friends or whatever, you can go out, eat with them, and take care of business. Again, you know, well, you know, I'm going to get in contact with one of the fighters, but, you know, just so you guys know, championship fights, you are not allowed any weight, you know, disadvantages. Excuse me, not weight disadvantages, but you're not allowed any room for missing weight when you're on a championship fight, unless it's agreed by both fighters. For non-championship fights, you're allowed 2 pounds, and, you know, obviously, you know, under the discretion of both fighters. But last Border Wars, I definitely announced that if you're in a non-title fight, you have two pounds of room to play with. And that's according with the USA boxing rules. So I definitely got to get a hold of For Sure Fire. For Sure Fire, if you're listening, get at me in the DM. I want to talk to you about something so that you can be on the same playing field as your opponent. Again, guys, know how long it takes for you to get to the airport. If you have any questions, please reach out to me on the DM. If you have my direct contact, please send me messages that way. And also, you know, I tried really hard to get everybody to the hotels, Ness. You know, tried really hard.
Who's not in the hotel?
Well, you know, Jose, the lineal champ surprised me on this one. I kept trying to hold the room for him, but unfortunately, I just, you know, I'm going to have to give up the room. So if anybody's out there interested in a room, I have two rooms available. And, you know, they're going to be the rooms that are going to be in the Spring Hill Suites Hotel, which is where the TBV crew, production crew, and some of the fighters and ring announcers are going to be staying. Obviously, the Hyatt Place is also a place where fighters are going to be staying since we had two hotels. I'll be finding out to see if we have any more room in that hotel tomorrow morning. But as of now, there's two rooms available at the Premier Hotel where the weigh-ins are going to be going on. Again, it's free breakfast, complimentary breakfast each day. You have free parking, free Wi-Fi. You have pool access, fitness center, you know, the works. You know, the hotel is beautiful. It's a great experience just being there. So if anybody's interested, please hit me up because there's other people also that actually have hit me up that I'm actually in communication with now. But I haven't gotten a response from one of them, so that's why I'm offering the other rooms still, because there's still other people that are, you know, not calling me, but reaching out to me to see if there's rooms left. So just wanted to make this public in case somebody else is out there that needs a room, because, you know, I need to fill them as soon as possible. It's peak time, so I'll lose them, and, you know, it's not going to be something that will affect me, really, so it's not a grab at getting those rooms filled. I have a great relationship with the manager, but I know that somebody out there is going to need a room. So please reach out to me because it's a reduced rate. Anything right now over there that's like decent, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. So, and I mean, if you're fine with staying in a low budget, that's fine too. Everybody got a budget. I ain't hating, but if you want to stay at a nice spot, get the full experience, reach out to me.
Absolutely, man. Well, I'm just happy that Esteban is in. There was, you know, that fight was a little bit in question as to whether or not he was going to make it in the town. And the fact that he's here, it ensures that, you know, we have 8 fights. And these are high level, man. You know, these are really high level. I think even the twin and Rolling with the Punches is going to be a great one because, you know, Twin is slightly more skilled than Rolling with the Punches, and he's got something to prove. He's coming off of that loss, but so is Rolling with the Punches, you know. Then, like I said, you got Freak the Zeke Zeke the Freak, who's going to be taking on Esteban from Oregon with Love. We got our first ever celebrity match, Preston James, the American Idol winner and voice participant, will be taking on Anthony Big Money Forbes. Then, Doomy said, man, we got that Terrell Fireflame fight versus Pablo ASAP Garcia, man. That is going to be a jam-packed, heavyweight fight. And then you got the chubby weights, Eddie Bola de Grasa, Super Megs, both guys on their weight loss journey, both guys doing the best they've ever done. They've both participated in Border Wars in the past, but they've never done this good on their weight loss journeys. Then we got title fights, Marvin the Tank taking on, obviously, Elias the Lion Lionez, the cousin of Doomy. That's for 175-pound belt. You got Eddie Bola de Grasa challenging Supermax for the chubby weight title. Then you got Show Kid challenging Jose for his lineal belt. And then you got title eliminator, basically, Jerome Lambert versus DeMarcus for Surefire D. Whoever wins that fight, they're in a title shot automatically in the 168-pound division. Now, the question is going to be, who's going to fight him? Yesterday, Marvin talked about how, he didn't know after beating Elias if there would be any competition. And I beg to differ. I believe that Lambert and for Surefire D are competition. Win or lose, both men are competition. Good competition. Good fights that could be made. Obviously, that'll all depend on when and where we do Border Wars again, if and when. But if you want to call in, you want to go ahead and voice your opinion, you want to talk a little Border Wars 13, a couple days out, let us know. We just wanted to update you that, yes, Esteban is in the building. He's here already. The belts are here already. Hotel looks great. And any other updates we got to give?
Let's see. Okay. Well, we can talk a little bit about the commune to the actual event location. So we understand that the weigh-ins are in the hotel, but the event is off-site at the White Sands Boxing and Fitness Center. And, Ness and I actually took a trip over there, a little drive run to see, what was going on. Check up on the event space and see how the guys were, getting that ready for us. And, it's a stadium seating style, diamond shaped, one diamond on one side and the other, and then a few seating rows. We had a last minute change on the seating, but we're definitely going to take care of the Patreon. So don't worry, if you don't get your seat that you already paid for, you'll definitely get a better one.
Real quick, we got Jordan Baker, who celebrates 13 months of membership with TBV. Shout out to you, champ.
Ness Heyman.
Truly appreciate the support. And Rob the Genius, current cruiserweight champion, says, Border Wars 14 on March 5th in Las Vegas. Jordan es una gallina. So those two have been building up their, little beef now for some time. And then we got new member, Jerome Lambert, just became a prospect. So go ahead and ring the alarm. Shout out to Jerome Lambert, going to be taking off a Surefire D. Now, that's a fight. And I need you guys to put on, man, because, you got Tank out here acting like he's above everybody. He's acting like, yo, after I beat Elias, there's nothing left for me. And it's like, oh, man, you got my man's Lambert. You got my man's. For Surefire D, you got Esteban, you got Zeke. What if Zeke beats Esteban? Like, I don't know. He counting his chickens before they hatch, I think.
Man, listen, and that's what I had left thoughts with Zeke the Freak. He's going to be taking on Esteban. And I got to tell you, broski, Esteban, definitely has a fight in front of him because, as we saw Zeke and his style, in his last fight, he's a forward march kind of guy. I don't know. Do you think that that's going to be too aggressive style and it's going to work against him with a guy like Esteban?
I think the fight for Esteban is in his head, man. Truth is the truth, man. The fight is in his head. He He worries about his opponent too much. He builds his opponent up. And look, don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm not that way, you know. But I do it one time, you know. Look, that guy is great. He's training to the best of his ability. End the story. I don't get caught up in like every single thing that the man could possibly be doing. And I think that's what's wrong with Esteban, man. He's in his head way too much, bro. He's just in his head way too much. But hopefully, you know, he gets in there and he does what he's got to do. And, you know, to me, he's in his head. You know, he you heard him. He thinks Zeke is a killer now.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, one thing I definitely got from Esteban in the trip we just had is that he has respect for his opponent. I don't think that is something that's going to affect him. I think that he just knows what's in front of him. You know, he's had a couple of guys have kind of, you know, tried to do the same, you know, press him like that. But I think that he knows that Zeke is in a better shape and much more experienced, I think, in fighting. So the attitude too that Zeke has, you know, he's a gung-ho type of guy, and that's a dangerous guy, you know, if you don't know how to handle him in the ring. So I'm gonna give Esteban, you know, I'm gonna give him his pass on, you know, giving his opponent credit. You got to give the guy credit. If you got to respect your opponent, you just can't let it take over you. That's for sure. You know, you got to always have the confidence that you are going to take care of business. So, yeah, somebody came on, I think, and it's unmuted.
Yeah, yo.
That's Enrique with his coughing and clearing of the throat. He couldn't do that on mute.
He was eating chicken?
No, he couldn't do that on mute. He needed us to hear it.
I unmuted. Because I wanted to speak about Esteban and Zeke too. I think that's a big fight. Esteban didn't get the fight the last time, so I didn't see his experience, but I did see Zeke. And I don't know, man. Zeke and Tank, they work out together. I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong. So that's a big fight. I like Esteban a lot as his personality as a fighter. So I wish him good luck, man.
Yeah, man, I mean, you know, as long as he can keep his head clear, you know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like he builds his opponents up and breaks himself down, you know? He tells himself how good his opponents are and how bad he is, so I don't know.
And real quick, I read your text. I reserved with Doomy.
Oh, so then you're good.
Text you, Doomy, you don't respond. I saw you live on the air.
If you hit me up one more time, Mr. Freaking Enrique. If you hit me one more time, tell him I told you you're okay, champ. You are good to go.
Yeah, but that ain't. I said. But
listen, I'm gonna send you something. I'm gonna send you something right now, so you could just be like, "Yo, all right, Doom's got me." I'm gonna send you right now, right now.
That's all I asked for.
All right, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, send me something so I know you got me.
Yeah. And so really, it's his fault, right? Because you ain't asking for nothing. You just want your confirmation, right?
Exactly. But my man
looks
like he don't got a clock on his wrist.
Listen, let me tell you something. Ever since this Border War started, I've been 24/7 nonstop champ. So
that's what he said.
I believe you.
You know what I'm saying? But you know how that is. But I got you. I sent Brandon his stuff today. I got to send you yours, and I actually got to take care of Info Joe's because I found a discrepancy in his. Thank God that I caught it on the email. So, we'll be okay. I'm going to send it to you right now, all right?
All right, so I'm happy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now back to DW13. I arrived Saturday in the afternoon. Do we –
you
want to
stop playing your cash register?
Yeah, I just paid for my parking. I land Saturday afternoon. Are we going to have access to the fighters?
I mean, the fight is at 6, right? What time are you starting?
Okay, again, weigh-ins are at 6 p.m. Official weigh-ins are at 6 p.m. Hold on. I'm making a public announcement for everybody so everybody knows the times for both events. Weigh-ins are at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 10th. And the fight event, Border Wars 13, Winter Soldiers, is on Saturday, December 11th at 6 p.m. Fighters, please. I'll say it again, pretty please. with I don't know. What's more, what's better than cherries? I don't know. Apples, whatever fruit you like, put it on top and please do me the favor. Yeah, a little bit of freaking cannabis on top. Please. All of that. Anything you love, put it on top and please be there at 4 o'clock. The event's at 6. I need you fighters there at 4 o'clock. I need you there at 4 o'clock. How
I
else
need you there at 4 o'clock.
I don't have to. I don't want to have to sing it here a cappella with Ness, duet style. I need you there at 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
So you can get ready. I need to check in. I need to inspect gear, okay? 16-ounce gloves.
Headgear.
No bars. No,
no bars.
No Games of Thrones helmets.
USA boxing approved. Only.
Only. And
or,
if,
listen, if you don't, then you're going to wear the same sweaty set that we got for everybody. That's on you.
That's important.
That's on you.
That's important.
It's your fault.
Have a good headgear, okay? It's the most important part that
Jerome,
I look for.
Jerome, look at Jerome. You want to weigh in early and you want 2-pound event. What's up with Jerome, man?
Tell Jerome that's it. We're going to have...
Jerome, you better go for a jog, man. You out here struggling to make weight and shit.
Yeah.
I see you, yo. That's gonna soup DeMarcus. So you better be careful, boy. That boy's smart.
We gotta hit up. We gotta hit up DeMarcus as soon as I get off this show. DeMarcus is, you know, DeMarcus has to be aware that that advantage is there for him as well. Again, guys, if it's not a we're hairy as hell.
I'm gonna go find a new barber and shit because it do me.
I'm gonna fade Ness or shape him up.
Fucking Esteban had me pick him up. 3-hour trip to pick up Esteban. See what I'm saying?
Damn.
Total was like 6
Wait,
hours.
Yo, Jerome Lambeau, isn't he the one that's like close to being professional?
Yeah, he the one with all the amateur fights.
Damn. And he having trouble making weight?
I'm just assuming that because he the one want 2 pounds over and he want to weigh in early.
Oh, look at this
Is it
guy.
Too late for that?
Too late for what?
To like call that shot.
I mean, I completely think it's too late. You know what I'm saying? That's something that had to be negotiated. But Doomy gave him the fake okay.
It was today. Okay. It was today. It was today that it was said. It wasn't like I gave this to him like three weeks ago. For sure, Fire, if you're listening, this was brought to my attention today. And today I was okay. I said it because, you know, I already had announced it in the last event that championship fights are no type of freeway, I mean leeway in weight loss.
That's right.
You got to make the weight when you're in a championship fight. If you're not in a non-title fight, you're allowed 2 pounds, just like in the amateurs.
Whoa.
We shadow the amateurs, guys, so you know we give you that leeway of 2 pounds. Now, for sure, Fire, if you're listening, just know that that information came today, and that you're entitled the same advantage as Jerome Lambert. So yeah, I just got to get in touch with him on a DM. Hopefully he's listening so that he knows. And again, this wasn't something that was brought to us a long time ago.
So you say you're Team Lambert.
I'm not Team Lambert.
Oh.
You know, Dumatron, once he puts on the blue, once Dumatron puts on the bow tie nest, come on. I become the third man in the ring.
Are you with me?
Holy shit.
Damn.
Enrique,
that's
crazy.
We don't want to hear your blinker, man.
What's
your blinker, man?
Call him
back. Nah, because I wanted to jump in and switch it up to Elias and Tank, where Tank was like, ain't nobody in the division. I heard
to Terrell, yo, because we got Rail on the line. Fire Flame, what up?
What up?
Flame. Flama, what up, baby?
What up, though? Y'all good?
Super good.
How's camp?
It's excellent, man. I just want to say thank you for having me a part of another event, and I'm excited to be participating here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? I had a couple questions.
You sound like you're here already. He said here in Florida, I pick up on anything.
Yo!
Where you at, champ?
Give me that.
Where you at? You trying to keep it?
Right,
because you said here in Florida. I'm like, uh-oh, he already at the spot and shit.
That's what he said.
You know, it's already the week. It's already the moment. I should have rephrased that, but yeah.
Oh wow! When you get into town?
Friday, Yeah. Friday morning.
Okay.
I'll be there around like 12 noon, 11:30.
Nice.
I had a question though. My first question was: is the IBO sponsoring medals? Or is the winners just going to get a pat on the back this season?
Nah, winners get medals. Okay. Let me see how many medals I got.
Yeah, it's medal up time.
Yeah, I got medals. We got medals, dog.
It's medal up time, champ.
We got medals.
It's heavy metal. We heavy metal like
we
like
heavy. We heavy on the
like Metallica.
Is you gonna win one though?
I'm gonna let That's y'all cool. be the judge of that. I actually uploaded some footage so that you know while I
we
was calling
that.
In to promote myself. Yeah, I wanted you to share it with the everybody, the viewers that's watching.
Let's go, champ, man. Right. Listen,
I mean, he asking for a medal like that's his medal, so I think he trying to win one. He's going for it.
I mean,
yeah. I want to first shout out my opponent. I heard him calling the show yesterday, and it was complete respect. So it's respect on my end, too. I'm happy to share the ring with you. You know, it's going to be a good boxing event. You know, I pray that we both stay safe and we make it home to our families healthy. But it's going to be a good boxing event.
That's what's up, man. Well, we're going to put up the video in just a second.
Okay, Doomy, I had another question. So for the live stream, what time will we be able to share the link with viewers?
The link will be available after this show.
Okay, so I could just – all right, cool, cool.
Let's go, champ. Yeah, man, look, we seeing
so
you.
So where's this gym? This in Albuquerque?
Yeah, so right there in that garage, I'm at Hector's house. That's Hector's house. He got a little
hey,
gym.
Hey, he
in
on a
garage.
Mountain?
Yeah, he up on the top of the mountain. He got a beautiful view over there. Yep. But yeah, so the footage that I uploaded was some double end bag footage, some mitts. I did some mitts and I did some aqua bag just so you know, my opponent can get, you know, a little look of what's to come.
How much you weighing, Ralph?
I think I'm around 212. Right now, 210, 212.
All
right. Oh, you dropped like 15, huh?
Yeah, actually, back in July, I think it was July, I was supposed to fight Brandon. I was in a good training camp back in the summer. So, really, I had took a little time off, but for the most part, I've been working. So, yeah,
damn.
I dropped a little what?
You and Brandon going to get to size each other up because he going to be in the building.
Bro, how many spawn rounds you got this camp?
Oh,
As far as sparring, I ain't really getting no sparring in this camp. It's been all really just like my technical skill and shit and conditioning. It's been a lot of conditioning. We could be ready for the deep water.
What you gotta say?
And it's been,
technical
skill.
I mean, he working with a trainer, man. So, you know, I've worked with Doomy and gotten exhausted doing pad work. You know, you do that Derrick James type pad work. You know, it could be similar in sparring, you know. And if they're working on technique, they're working on technique. I hope it shows, you know. I'm seeing him hit the aqua bag.
But what about his opponent just says, yo, I got 15 rounds of sparring this camp.
I mean, but sparring,
I mean,
is sparring.
Well,
he got to
get
it done in the ring.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. But, really, I'm not a green light to boxer. So I've had plenty of sparring ever since. You know, we've been sparring since July all the way down until, you know, I had light sparring. But I haven't been at the gym every day. There's been other shit going on. But I've been keeping up the conditioning and keeping up the, you know, the technical work.
I just want to make sure that your opponent don't got an advantage over you because of sparring. So that's why I ask Ness' opinion on it, because I know.
His timing could be off. He could be rusty. But again, it depends what him and Hector was working on in the gym. You know what I'm saying? If they doing a lot of pad work, his timing could be on. So it's just it's hard to say. You got to see that first round.
Right. All right. Well, I'm excited, man, bro. So.
Yeah,
can't
I think
wait to see you get in there.
I think Hector knows what he's doing. I mean, I mean, look at
his garage. Shit is a legit gym. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing.
If he paid, look, this is about pace, guys. Look, my recommendation to everybody out there participating: pace yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't go in there going crazy. Pace yourself round by round. Make sure you're using your energy wisely because time will fly. You'll be surprised how fast 6 minutes pass, you know, nine minutes in total with 1 minute breaks in between. Just go in there, pace yourself, and go for the gusto, you know?
I just want to say, too, like, I got a Define Fitness membership. I've been a member at Define Fitness for, like, over 2 years. And when I was slacking, you know what I'm saying, slacking on my workout, I was doing 5 mile treadmill runs. And to a lot of people, that's like a good-ass workout to run 5 miles on the treadmill every day. And that's the work, that's the condition I was doing for a while. And Hector hated that shit. He was like, man, if you don't get your ass off that treadmill, you know what I'm saying? He was like, we don't do treadmills over here. That ain't what we do. So eventually I completely cut treadmills out the camp, and we hit the road work. And the first day back of me doing consistent road work, I felt that shit instantly. Like, I felt the intensity of difference in conditioning to a treadmill not pushing you, and you having to push yourself up those inclines and, you know, things of that. So it is a huge difference with road work and treadmill. But so I guess I say all that to say I may be in the garage working out, but it don't matter what facility you in as long as you learning the technique the correct way. So any other Border Wars fighter who can't afford no gym, you know what I'm saying, or nothing like that, as long as you working on the right technical shit with your own personal equipment, you can still do it.
And you got Hector, too. Hector's the dude, the fighter that was Danny's sparring partner, right?
Yeah.
You met him, right, Ness? Yeah, so I'm surprised that he didn't bring up sparring.
Yeah,
but,
Hector brings,
you know,
Hector a lot more than Danny's sparring partner. I mean, like, he wasn't a champion, but he has been a world contender for years, and he sparred many world champions from Arturo Gatti to Amir Khan to you know, it's just countless new generations, Adrian Broners, Danny Garcias, shit, all kind of people. So to have him in my corner of his, somebody of his caliber, of his technique with the sport, it helps a lot. You know, it helps a lot. I will look a lot better. Yeah.
Well, all right, Rail, man. We look forward to you getting into town, man, getting this way in. I want to see that face-off and obviously and ultimately the fight. I got some other fighters on the line, but I'm going to move on. Thank you for calling in. Send our love to Hector. Looks like we got Big Super Mex in the building. What up?
Hey, you got this is Zeke the Freak again.
Oh, shit. You and Mex got the same.
Zeke the Freak.
I know. You
did that numbers. Hey, what up, Zeke? Man, Zeke, I wanted you to have a fight so bad, bro. Listen to me. I left my house at 123. I didn't get back until 8 o'clock just to pick up fucking Esteban.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yes. It was a fucking mission. A mission.
So
let
what,
me
like
tell
three,
you.
3.5 hours out, you had to go and 3.5 back or what? Man,
bro,
yeah,
the fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, you got to fight, brother. You got to fight.
Yes, yes. Happy, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm glad. It sucked because I was actually about to have a fight this past week, and that one got canceled too. And then this one, so I kind of like ate a little bit, went off my diet a little bit, and then he told me that. Like, oh shit, I gotta get back on my. See, I'm probably like 172 right now.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, as I said, not bad. I'll cut it out tomorrow, the rest tomorrow.
Yeah.
I actually just got done training. I'm still in the parking lot. That's the gym.
Nice.
Trying to maintain that 172.
Well, you know, Esteban is here, so the fight is on. When do you land?
Friday at like 10:30 in the morning, not going to lie.
Oh, 10:30 in the morning?
Yeah, in the morning.
Nice.
I'll be there early.
Yeah, you can weigh in immediately if you want, you know. Remember, you got to check in with me. Check in with me as soon as you come in, and we'll weigh you in, and then we'll have the show weigh in at the actual 6 p.m. time that we will start the show for the weigh-ins.
Yeah, I was also going to ask about the hotel rooms, if y'all had any more room. If not, I'll just get my own.
Yeah, no, I told you to reach out. I told you to reach out to Doomy, but he has still available. I know you might not have his number, right? That's what it is?
I messaged him on Facebook. He just he hasn't answered.
Oh, yeah, no, everybody says that. They always, even Enrique just said that on this same episode, but Doomy blames you guys.
Ness.
You going to blame Zeke, too?
Why are you always trying to shit on me, though?
Yo, I'm just telling you what the
Doomy,
people say.
Doomy don't got a clock or watch or a phone or notifications, so I get it.
No, in this case, no, is it, I'm handling multi-platforms.
Ness
just like to downplay, everything I do. He likes to downplay everything I do.
I'm ready. Whenever you finish. You finish?
Nah, but you got to hit me with the nice violin.
Excuse.
Nah, the violin.
I knew it was coming.
It got to be the violin.
Excuses.
Nah,
I knew it was coming.
This guy over here is full of,
I knew it was coming.
No, but Zeke, you hit me up on Facebook, you said? Or Facebook Messenger?
Yes.
Why'd you do that?
Yo, this episode is Doomy checking his messages.
All right. No, I just want to make sure I'm sending it to the right place. All right, so I'll send you the information here then, okay? And there is still a room available, so it's going to be the one that, you know, the whole TBV crew is going to be at the weigh-in, you know, the weigh-in event hotel. So I'll send you the info now.
All right, so yeah, appreciate it. Fine.
Let's go, champ.
All right.
So yeah, man, just been getting back at it. I felt like I kind of fell off my groove for a little bit because I had those fights canceled. But
yo, so Zeke, let me ask you, how much of a friend are you with this guy Tank from Texas?
Yeah, y'all.
With Tank?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me and him were cool. It was cool. We met. I think we kind of, like, bonded because, like, at the last Border Wars, I was just at the airport. He was right in front of me I saw the belt, and I was like, oh, hey, like, you go to Border Wars, fine. We just started hitting it off, and I needed a ride, and he had a ride, so it kind of became cool during the trip over there, and so me and him been keeping in touch.
But y'all never sparred.
No, we haven't had the chance to spar yet.
Don't spar him Don't spar him because he was over on the show yesterday talking about how after he beats Elias, there's no one left in Border Wars. And I'm like, bro, you still got Zeke the Freak right there.
There's a couple of guys.
And if Esteban beats you, then he got Esteban. And if Jerome,
nah.
The winner of Jerome, nah. And now what?
Oh,
no,
I'm going to win. I got the.
I mean, again.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you win, then he can fight you. Like he acts like you don't want those belts. Like, what's wrong with this guy?
I want a belt. That sounds pretty nice, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. You tell him that there's a lot of unfinished business.
y'all seem real close. When I met both of you at the same, I mean, I knew Tank for a minute, but when I seen you guys, I thought he introduced you to Border Wars. I thought you guys were like partners in the gym.
No, we like were cool, just on that little short little car trip and stuff, we're just talking and stuff. And
go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
What happened? No, I'm...
Yeah, you had surf swimming trunks on your last Border Wars. You got official trunks this year?
Those are party shorts. No, I actually bought just went shopping right before I went, came to the gym just now. I left them all, got a whole new tracksuit, got some new shoes, got some new shorts for the fight. I'm going to be looking nice.
Nice. You got the cut, too? With the haircut?
Anything?
I'm
sorry.
Let it go out a little bit. You ain't going to see this time.
Is there anything about Esteban that... What does Esteban do well, in your opinion?
I feel like I'm going to have to be on the inside more than usual, you know? I feel like... I haven't even seen footage. Like, at the same time, I've only seen that one... like minute and a half clip that y'all have of him in that highlight from the Border Wars before that last one.
Yeah.
But I don't even know like too much about him, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like he's going to use his reach. You know, he's going to, I thought he's going to work on the outside more, so I feel like I'm just going to have to be more inside.
But, true. Yeah.
Styles make fights, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys' fights. I think styles make fights, and you know, we saw what we got from you this last fight with Chris, and I'm telling you, it's gonna be a styles make fights and see who imposes their will more, man. This is gonna be a good one.
What's your take on Tank versus Elias? What's your take on that? You saw both of them fight last Border Wars.
I'm gonna go for Tank. You know, he's my homeboy, so I gotta support him. Texas, you know, Elias. I was actually excited to fight him too, Elias, because you know I just like to fight everybody. He seemed pretty good too, so I was like, I think that's what we first planned on, but then y'all pushed to them too, and then me with Esteban, which is totally fine too, because I wanted to fight Esteban too. But no, yeah, I think
You were going to get the Elias fight, but then Tank offered him the belt, the belt. Yeah. So, obviously, he took the title fight.
Yeah. I'll do the same. But yeah, no, I can't wait for that one. I'll probably be my favorite.
You want the winner, though?
What's that?
You want the winner?
Oh, I mean, y'all put me on the spot right now. I mean,
but y'all sound biased right now. Y'all sound like y'all going for Tank.
Oh, me? No.
We said you want
y'all
the winner.
Like, not you. Y'all sound like I'm talking about
like everybody else.
Ness. Sound like he's not
an
HBO
fighter. I think you just misinterpreted, because I clearly said you want the winner, right?
What you talk about?
Yeah. You did say you want the winner, but...
Man, y'all got to put me in my boy Tank.
I'd
be down for it. No, it shows the show, you know. I got to do my thing.
I think there's a couple of you guys at the top, man, that can really, like, you know, it's like the Four Kings sort of thing.
Yeah. Tank trying to get out of there because he sees the smoke. He see the smoke. But listen, Freak the Zeke the Freak, I see you here. It's Friday, right?
Yeah, I get there around... Yeah, like around 10:30, and then
Friday
I got to try Uber to get my rental car, and then I'll be on my way after that.
Shuttle to get the rental car. But all right, champ, let me get to Tank, Mr. There Ain't No Competition.
Can nobody outwork me?
I think Zeke outworked you, boy. You got Alexis Guillermo and Zeke. I want to see
Alexis Guillermo's a problem.
Exactly. Talking about can't nobody outwork you.
Y'all hear me?
We hear you, champ.
Look, man. Look. They always say they want the smoke. Then when it's brought to them, everybody goes quiet. Where's the lie is that, man? I ain't heard from him. They said they seem to all go missing when they signed a death wish.
I don't know, man. I seen you and Elias arguing in the chat today.
Oh, man. Probably gave him his phone back or something, man. He's been in my age. 8 weeks, man. He posted nothing. It's supposed to be the biggest fight.
You sound nervous. You sound like you needed to see something.
Nah, I ain't got to see nothing. I already know. I already know what I got to do. I ain't worried about what he's bringing. I know what I got to do. Ain't nothing that he does that I ain't seen it in the gym or that I've been working on. So, you know, we're going to be ready. It's all a promotion, man. It's all a promotion. We got to build up this fight. This was supposed to be one of the biggest cards, one of the best cards, one of the best fights. And then, everybody's been MIA.
So what do you think? You think like he like Elias might have pulled the Crawford on you?
Nah, he's doing a Wilder on him. He's keeping quiet.
I hope he's working, you know. I hope he's working because I'm definitely working, and I definitely put in the work. You know, like I said yesterday, man, I've got the most sparring I've gotten in probably all my camps combined and for this camp, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely put in the work, and it's going to show. It's going to show if he did or didn't, if he thinks
word on the street, he called you Malignaggi.
He ain't call me nothing.
He said Pauly, Malignaggi.
But
he said you can't punch. He said he's not worried.
Yeah. Shit, he didn't get punched in his last fight. That's why. He think it's sweet. We're going to see. That's all right. That's what they all do. That's what they all think.
You got to get that stoppage, dog. They out here calling you Malinazi. That's no bueno.
Yeah, well, shit, I'm 5-0. I'm taking 0. Oh.
Yo, and you got a draw. Yo, you'd have been 6-0. That's crazy.
Chill, Chizzy. Yeah.
That's a lot of experience, though. That's what you got.
Yeah.
You got six fights, and he got seven fights, so you right there with him.
Yeah, and I'll eat my crow on that one, man, because that fight was a big learning experience for me. It was 2-3 weeks with Roger, and it was just a mental breakdown, man. It was a mental breakdown, really, what happened. But it was a learning experience, you know. I came back in a keen fight and recouped, and a lot of people, you especially, think it was a close fight. But, you know, I did what I had to do to win. And then came back with the AMP fight, got my first knockdown, pretty convincing win. So, you know, we just keep moving forward in every single fight. So we're definitely going to show that the level has improved, and you know, the stamina is always there. We're going to see. We definitely going to see if you're prepared, because I'm going to test them for sure.
So are you coming in to make a statement on this one, Tank? Is it in your plans, in your mind, that it's important for you to make a statement in order for you to, you know, kind of catapult into the next stage in your career?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to make a statement, and if that's in you know, getting the knockdowns or getting the stoppage win or just dominating the fight. You know, whichever way, boxing or just, you know, aggressively, I'm definitely looking forward to make the statement. You know, I want to show everybody that I have been putting in the work, and that my boxing skills have improved. You know, I don't want to be seen as just a guy that walks forward. You know, this is boxing. So, you know, I definitely want to improve my boxing.
Now, I'm hearing that this is a special fight for you because there's people flying out, and you've even flying your trainer out. So this is one that you've taken all the way serious, because obviously you got your trainer in the corner, Roger, you know?
Yeah, and actually we just finished talking about 15 minutes ago. It's kind of why I jumped on late. Yeah, he's flying out there. He's going to be there with me. Another, I believe it's a son and father or somebody else from the gym is going to be up there. A couple other people from Dallas are showing up. I called Doomy a little earlier just to make sure that tickets were going to be on sale there, because some people from Tampa hit me up that they're going to show up. Yeah, man, I've been getting a lot of support, you know, so I definitely don't want to let all my people down. And, you know, that's why I've been busting my ass, man. I've been training hard. Like I said, I take this shit serious, man. It's 8 weeks, and it's 8 weeks of pure hell. Because it's nonstop running 7 days a week. I'm sparring 15, 16.
I know both of y'all, man. I've run with Elias. He can run. He's got a good tank, right? Like he doesn't cut the corners of the other lionesses out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
No, seriously, I'm excited to see you push him.
Yeah.
To see, will he get tired? Because he runs the hills in a weak way. He'll do it alone. He don't need nobody. Like, he's self-motivated. And, you know, it's crazy. I've gone to a few of his amateur fights and recorded some, and I've watched him spar many people, but I don't think I've ever seen him with someone like your style.
Nah, I seen him in there with some fast-paced, high-volume dudes, man. Yeah, nah, Elias has been in there with some high-volume dudes, high competition. He's only lost to high-level competition in the amateurs. I mean, we're talking about dudes that are – I mean, you hear the crowd going crazy for them. You know, war ready. I remember – Elias know what I'm talking about if you hear me. Man, I'm telling you, he's faced some tall, fast, you know, high-volume guys. So I know he's experienced it before.
Is he taking this as serious as one of those tournaments?
Exactly. That's the question. Exactly. That's the big question. Yep. And I think he is, man. I think you might have.
No, the last time he flew out with Hawk, so I'm like, well, damn, Hawk and his brother. Yep. So I'm like, oh, shit, he took it serious.
And then he
spent
real
money
quarter
on the robe like a motherfucker. That robe was the best outfit of TBV history.
Gennady.
That outfit is amazing. That killed it. Imagine that shit in red. Oh, my goodness.
But then again, he was also fighting a guy that was an MMA fighter. You know, that wasn't really a boxer.
Oh, look at Floyd Mayweather. Look at Floyd Mayweather. Oh, man. I cook Canelo.
I'm the boxer, but, you know, style makes sense. You know, I'm always the aggressor, you know. No matter who y'all put me or who I face, I've always been the aggressor, whether it's been the 6'4 Cantu, the 6'2 Rail, the Kimachenko, or the powerful.
I love that.
I've always been the aggressor. I've always been the come forward fighter, man, and I'm always the bully in there. And we're going to see if the lion can take on the bully, the hunter. I'm coming for his head.
Wow, okay, man. Listen, the confidence is high. I love it, man. And nobody can doubt your work ethic. That's one thing that we, you know, really hold real high in respect for you, is that you've always managed to reach these goals. And you've kind of reached your weight goals already. You're past that now. You know, you're at tip-top shape and in athlete mode. I think that, Elias definitely has the best Marvin Tank Furman in front of him. And I really think that this fight could be fight of the night. You know, both of you guys are, you know, aggressive fighters. But you've said that you now have added other wrinkles to your game. So, you know, it's going to be fun to see you guys in there getting it in. This is for a championship. This is for all the marbles. This is for the guts and glory. So, you know, more power to both of you. And I wish, you know, you guys the best of luck, man. This is going to be a hell of a main event.
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm ready. I'm excited. I can't wait to get there. You know, should be on point with weight, of course. So, you know, I'll land there Friday.
You only cutting 15 pounds, you said?
A little less, probably about 10.
Wow. How does it feel to manage that weight now?
I walk around 190. I tend to stay 185 because I'm always working. You know.
Oh, so you saying you could give Rail his rematch? If you win and he wins.
At cruiserweight?
I'm just saying. You said you walk around 190.
Yeah, 185, 190. I mean, it's whatever. It don't matter to me.
Oh!
What you mean?
Uh-oh. Rail about to fucking go.
He's on his Canelo. Yo, Tank is on his Canelo.
He's jumping around the weight classes.
I'm up, down, left, and right. Don't matter, man.
You got to do him like George Camboso said. You got to see how he looks. He got to make good fights. If he don't make good fights, we can't fight you, man. Nah, I'm fucking with you, Rail. He going to be like, yo, Ness, why you always hating on me? I'm like, no, I'm the one got you the rematch.
No, man, like you were saying, like we kind of mentioned earlier, man, 168, you know, we're going to see. That could possibly be the next step. You know, whoever it is, Esteban, Zeke, or you know, whoever, or who is it, for sure, Fire D, or
Jerome,
what's his name, Jerome Lambert, you know, anybody, you know, it doesn't matter.
You have some good fights. I think you have some good fights in the Border War series.
Listen, if we do another board, like if you win, you make it easier for me. Honestly, it's tough, but being in Dallas is easier. So, you know, it could happen, but you do have fights. If we can make Border Wars, those are 4 or 5 fights for you that are good. Like, those are good styles.
Definitely.
Turning pro, those are good styles to see. They've all been international. You know, and you never know. The way you keep going down, you might entice this other kid back.
Who are you talking about?
The real good one.
From
Biloxi, is it? Where is he from?
Biloxi, Lubbock?
No, he's from Beaumont, Texas.
Oh,
Corey.
Dog, keep it real. You wouldn't want to get in there with Corey, see where you at with him?
Yeah, I get in there with Corey, but I think he said
Last time he was going to fight, he wanted 140, 147.
But again, if you've cleaned out house, he's fought as high as 178. He'll come back. Everybody, listen. Why you think DeMarcus is back? Because Jerome is the challenge. People scared of Jerome, so he like, fuck it, I'm taking that fight. So now he pops, he puts himself back in
title contention.
Yeah. You beat the dude everybody's scared of. You the man. I love this Border Wars, bro. Listen, you know, everything happened the way that it happened. It wasn't our fault, and so much shit got in the way, but it doesn't take away from the fact that this is the best one. The card is the best. Each fight is skilled to the level. I mean, the only fight where the one person is more a lot more skilled than the other, and I'm not sure. You know, Twin got to show us that. All he showed me is that he's tough and he's durable when he fought Jordan, but he didn't show me skill. So he got to show me that he's better than rolling with the punches. And people like rolling with the punches. He's a fan favorite.
Yeah, he's popular. He, you know, went balls to the wall in that first drive,
like
man,
him.
And they love him.
I hope he trained better than last season. But listen, let me get to some other callers, brother. Thank you for jumping on, as always. I'm going to go ahead and jump out to El Loco Sanz. What up?
Oh, look at this guy.
What up, gentlemen? Good evening, man. You know, best known before best. Don't forget that. Marvin may be the greatest boxer, but, you know, actually, in all fairness, Marvin is the greatest promoter right now. So congrats to him. Let me just share a quick story with you guys. I went to the gym today. I talked to this guy, JR. He's been, like, in the world for, like, in our little circle for a while. And he's like, nah, you know. And then I showed him Marvin shit. He's like, fuck, I want to fight that guy. So it's just that's what's going to happen, man. Marvin's going to attract a bunch of people to this promotion. This is why talks of Ness saying that this is the plug might be pulled on this is crazy, man. Let's honestly see. You know what? As big of a hater as I am, I'm also truthful, man. Wouldn't it be cool if, you know, in a year or so, all of us get together for a trip and we go watch Marvin, man. Marvin maybe do his pro debut. That could be nice, man. Could be a beautiful story, man. And it could be because of Border Wars, man. You know, so let's remain positive. Let's not be shutting the door down on anything yet, man.
It's just we're extremely busy, man, and we're going to get busier. I mean, look, this one lacked in promotion and I don't feel good. You know, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not happy that we didn't give this the best promotion possible.
I get it. But Ness, you know what? Busy is a blessing, my friend. It's when things are slow that you're cursed. Count your blessings. Are you complaining or are you bragging, man? To me, it sounds like you're bragging. But you should be, man.
I'm just saying, you know, it pulled us away from giving this something that I love its proper time, you know? It stressed me out. He was forced to do so much alone. It's not easy, you know. We need staff, and you know, until we get it, it's gonna have to really, like I said to Marvin, it's gonna have to make sense. You know, Texas is easy because there's so many Texans, in and around the area that love fighting. So it makes sense because your card is bigger. But this is an 8-person card. You know the fighter fees. There's no financial help here. This is all. All TV.
Oh, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? It's gotta make sense.
I get it. And maybe this means that TBV branches out a little bit more corporate too. You know, we bring on some people that have had this on a bucket list. You know, maybe it's a corporate clientele we also look at. Who knows? But I'm just saying, you've built an amazing base, right? And Marvin's a great person to build the story around. Hey, and I'm not counting out like our friend the Lion either, man. Like Lioness, Triple G, man. Maybe he's the guy to build it on, man. Maybe he takes out Marvin. That's the whole point, man. This is an amazing story, and you know, the cool thing about this is we don't really know the end, right? So many factors that come into play. I'm really excited for the main event. To be honest, as soon as my fight's done, I'm going to change up and come right out, man. I'm excited to see what happens. So, you know, just at the end of the day, you guys have a lot to be proud of, man. Think of where it started, man. Think of the first one in Thurman's gym. And then we had the boys from Canada versus the Americans there in Miami. And now look, man, you guys are commentating. There's cameras. You guys have fans. Like, these are incredible steps, man. And and there's bigger steps yet to come, right? So, you know, congrats on that, the two of you guys and what you guys have built. Let me get to the fight at hand, though, my fight, Shokid. I see a lot of people saying I'm sleeping on him. You, listen, I've not slept on him at all. I've thought about him every single day for the last couple of months, no lie. Don't mistake my lack of time in the gym for my lack of preparation. I understand this more than anyone else. For me, Border Wars is all mental. I'm telling you guys. It's all mental because the moment I walk in through the fucking ropes, I want to quit. That's the honest truth. I want to quit. I don't got stamina. My heart goes away. So many voices in my head. So that's what it is, man. So for me, it's not so much the training in the gym, through the ropes. It's, am I going to step in the ring and be instantly tired? You know, am I going to be like, shit, I don't know. This guy's going to beat me. Like, that's what happens each and every single time, man. So for me, I've had to work a lot on that. And hopefully I've done enough to be able to get me through this fight. I know, you know, based on Shokid's past performances, you know, I know he's a tough guy. I know he brings a fight, you know, but that's not enough to beat me, you know. The person who beats me is going to be me giving up on myself. So, you know, we'll see what happens, man. So just for all the boxing lovers, you know, don't think I'm disrespecting the game. I'm not. I've been working a different side of things, and I hope it pays off. So
So you've been working your mental game. Is that's what you're telling me?
Big time. Big time, brother. I've been working my mental stamina. When I wanted to quit many things, I keep going at it. You know, yesterday, for instance, I boxed and I was tired. I was exhausted. Then I went straight to the pool, you know, and I did lanes of swimming, like, you know, for 30 minutes because I wanted to quit. I'm testing that. It's my quit meter, man, which sucks, you know, but I got it. I got that quit meter, man. So,
Chance,
you know.
When do you land?
I land tomorrow. We're actually going to drive up tomorrow.
Oh, you landed in Orlando.
Bay.
I forgot you landed in Orlando.
Yeah, we land in Orlando, but we're going to go straight to Tampa Bay. So we're going to end up staying the hotel tomorrow night there, Doomy. And I'm bringing I should actually tell the people that are coming down to watch, too, to book at that same hotel. Is that what I should do?
Well, you know, I only had – in that particular hotel, I only had two rooms left for the actual Border Wars block that we had reserved for our fighters. But I'm pretty sure you could probably find a room at that hotel, but I'll tell you, it won't be at the reduced rate. You know, normal rates, I think it's like $200 or $197 or $200. I don't know if it went up because of peak season. But.
Yeah, well, Jake Paul's in town, right? So he's landing on Saturday. So him and his crew, man.
Yep.
You going to the fight? We going to the fight. Me and Doomy going to the fight.
Oh, are you?
Hell yeah.
Went on Saturday night?
Yes, hell yeah.
But not this, you know,
fuck
it's
yeah.
Next week. It's next week.
Oh, no. Shit, I can't next week. I thought it was on Saturday. No, I can't, man. I got to head back. Canada's got us. Just so you guys know, the ropes that we jumped through, man, it's hard. Like, Canada is fucking like a communist country right now. Like,
bro,
we have 72 hours.
Why don't you just
72
stay
hours.
Over here, bro? You need to work for me.
Born in the USA.
You know, I'm going to do that. You know what?
You're wasting time over there.
We have to have more Border Wars because the truth is, for this one, man, I wasn't able to do all the things I wanted to do, you know? I did get a custom rap song made, though. Did you guys hear that one at least?
You got to send that over if you want to get played.
I didn't hear no rap song, but I hope you...
Yeah, I'll send it over to you guys
right
now,
man. I hope
you
bought some clothes, man, because Elias took outfit of the fucking century so far.
Yeah,
no,
man.
He has outfit of the century, yeah. Like, I have my... I got some new boxing trunks, and I got... I got my 10X top, man. I'm representing 10X, man.
Oh,
that's
10Xing, champ.
Okay. Hey, you know what? My goal is to convince the big man for him to participate because he's boxing now. His wife is a fucking beast. You guys should check her out. She's a beast on the glove.
How many
you know?
Millions that guy makes a year?
Oh, he's at the billion right now. So
he makes billions a year?
No, he's at the billion.
Not billions, but his net worth is up
no,
at a billion.
But yearly, because I could hook him. We could sell up a millionaire fight.
Yeah, do it. Oh, of course, he's a multi millionaire, right? So
yeah,
he would be down for that.
No, I gotta know. He's got how much does he make per year? Is it
probably
1 million,
like
2 million?
I would say probably about 100 or 200 million a year.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty – oh, look at this guy.
Oh, wow. That's more than my guy. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, this guy's interested, man. He's a little bit older, though, right? He's 63 years old.
Oh, no, my guy would kill him. My guy's only 49.
No, your guy would kill him, man.
Yeah,
no, your guy would kill him, man.
He would kill
but,
him.
Hey, if you can make that happen –
Info Joe's looking to get back in there.
Yeah, Info Joe.
He won't Info take Info Joe. Joe. He'll be too scared of Info Joe.
Info.
Nah, he probably give Info Joe a big briefcase before the fight, you know? So.
He'll be scared of Info Joe. He going to see Info Joe versus Alex Lemon.
That was
right
a
now.
Hell of a bar burner.
He's going to say no. He's going to say no. You crazy? You're going to have to bury that footage.
Well, you know what? Well, there you go, man. So the key is, the idea would be to bring other people in, too. Like, this is such a beautiful thing. You know, you've created, we've all been a part of.
I don't want to hear your sob stories. You wasn't picking up the phone when it was time to get a sponsorship. Let the community, let the record know and the community know that when we were calling this guy to get a 10X sponsorship or a Jump 24/7 contact sponsorship, no answers were made. Now he
truth,
wants
truth
to,
be told.
Now
no,
he
no,
wants
truth
to
be
extend
told,
the
right.
life of Border Wars. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
No, truth be told, absolutely 100%, guys. I've been so rolled up in it, to be honest. You know, I've been doing everything I can, hiring more people. Business is not yet to take off, right? So that's why it's been that way,
us,
right?
Man.
So
you ducked us when we needed you. Get out of here.
No, I didn't have anywhere to pull from. That's the truth, and that's my fault. See, this is also a launch pad for me, man, because I'm planning. Here's the thing, right? You have to take advantage of a stage. This is a massive stage. This is a stage where I'm going to show people, listen, I don't just deliver, you know, in the boardroom with your companies. I deliver fucking in the ring, man. Count me in always, right? So I need to win this fight big time. Big time, big time, big time.
So you think
a lot riding on
you got the pressure on you on this one?
Oh, big time, man. Massive amount of pressure.
I don't believe you. If you would have felt pressure, you would have trained for real.
No, training doesn't help me. That's the problem. I know, man. I'm an old man. I know what helps. I know what hurts.
No, that's
to
the
be
problem.
Honest,
you're wilder. You think you can tell yourself what you need. You got to let outside people tell you what you need.
You know, and I do the outside, but, you know, I don't even like sparring, bro. I get anxiety when I go sparring. It doesn't help me. You know what I mean? I don't like the fighting itself is fine. I just don't like, you know, showing up for it. You know, there's anxiety before it, man. So here's the thing. It's a real thing. If you struggle with that, get in the ring and conquer it, right? This is a fun thing. A lot of people can do. I will at some point sponsor the whole freaking thing. I would love to host it here in Canada, if not Canada, you know, in another city where I can still host there. I would like a Border Wars
bro,
that I
Canada
can host.
Canada blows, man. Look, we were in a business meeting trying to sell Canada, and they like, hell no, man, because of the border restrictions. What else they said?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
I remember. Yo, this is how you know.
The Ness is a real one.
That he, yeah. That
I'm
that
always
got,
thinking,
you
bro.
Got a good friend. You got a good friend, man. You got a good friend in Ness, brother. Hey, listen, we mentioned it, but it was shut down like fucking. It was like duck hunting season, and you got hit with the buckshot.
Right away. No, right away they said that the border is too strict. The casino is bro, he said the casino's really only fucking like 1,200 square feet. It's ridiculous, bro. Over there in Niagara Falls. I know
oh, that'd be beautiful.
I know you're talking somewhere else, but Niagara Falls was like, you know, it's right over the border. It's easy for people
oh,
to
gorgeous.
Drive, and it had a casino, but the casino's fake. It's all rinky-dink.
Casino got 3 slot machines in.
No, you know what? But true. But you know what? We can always do something, you know, down south, do something like in Washington State, something like that that's still
wow.
close to a lot of the Canadians here where people can drive down Seattle. You know, you never know what can open up,
bro,
man. I'm telling you guys, man.
Seattle?
Yeah, it rains down
it'll
there.
Be, no, it's any
said,
weather.
Shokin said, who believes this guy?
Listen, Shokin, let me tell you one thing, brother. This is the beauty, too. Now you've got to be able to tell people that you've lost to a guy who trained twice, didn't spar once, haven't sparred since 2019. How are you going to justify that to the world, man? You got pressure of your own, my friend. If you lose this fight, you're fucked. You're in big trouble, man. What are you going
to
do?
Jose, let me get to Rel. Let me get to Rel that he got a counterpunch, yo. He said
all right,
he's talking too much.
Peace, bro.
Oh, shit. Rel dropped off. Rel dropped off. Okay. James Payne is my name. How about Jack? What up?
What happened?
Yo. Jay.
You there?
My man has the audio issues, but y'all hear me now?
Call you audio play.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, Champy. What up, E?
Yeah, that's a business. I apologize for the background noise. I got my son with me playing a fight game on his iPad, so if it's loud, I apologize. But yeah,
All good.
Border Wars. Border Wars, guys. Plant City, Florida. It's going down Saturday. Weigh-ins on Friday. Can't wait to get to town and get up with the guys, the boxing brothers, the boxing voice, and make this thing a success, man. Make this thing go down. And once we get this in the books, you know, I know they said the future is uncertain. Not a lot of things in life are certain, but we have a great idea for another potential Border Wars when the weather warms up. I spoke to Ness briefly about it. We'll run it back by you guys again this weekend and see what you guys think about it. I think it's a great idea, a great concept. You said what?
Yeah, no. No,
it wasn't for you. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's a great idea, a great concept. Once again, another step in the right direction of what we need to be taking. Ness's vision of this Border Wars thing, you know what I'm saying? And so we'll talk about that, but I'm looking forward to a great weekend. I'm looking forward to some hard-fought competition between the guys. Preston James, I spoke with him a little earlier today. Actually, I thought he would be able to hop on, but it turns out he's actually doing a gig right now at he has a show right now, so he's taking care of business. But I talked to him. He assured me he's been training hard for the last several months. He's been getting some good spar work with one of our guys from Music City Boxing, a gentleman by the name of Drew, is an amateur fighter, levels above Preston. So he's been helping to prepare Preston for this fight that he has against, I believe, like Big Money. So we'll see what he got, man. You know, let's see if he can get in the ring and hold it down the same way he did on the American Idol stage. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we'll also be helping him with some mid works this weekend as well. So we coming in, man. Tennessee getting ready to invade Florida, man. I hope y'all are ready to see that and get that. Everybody make sure y'all holler at me when y'all see me because I will be there in full effect, man. I can't wait for another opportunity to kick it with the boxing voice because, man, this is the illest, trillest, dopest podcast in the Milky Way galaxy. I done told you before and told you again. And if y'all watching this video, y'all haven't hit the thumbs up button. I mean, what are y'all doing, man? Go on, hit that thumbs up button. And while you at it, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Make sure you do that. And just like my man Doomy be trying to tell y'all, if the bell icon ain't shaking, you ain't baking with the boxing voice. So, man, holler at us, man. Let's get these subscribers up. Let's get these thumbs up. And we look forward to giving y'all a very thorough Border Wars competition this weekend. And it's the boxing voice, man. So I'm going to let y'all get to some other callers. I'm listening, playing the fly on the wall, just seeing what's going on. And but I'll be there in full effect this weekend, man, so I can't wait.
All right. I think, Rob, are you there? Because it says you're there, but I don't see you on the list.
Yeah, what up?
What up?
What up, champ?
Hey, what up, boys? Yo, fight week, baby. I know what that's like. Yo, two things I got to say. I think that the fight was theirs to win for Showkid and Supermax because I don't feel like their opponents were training. And they're just not submitting any sparring footage, which means that they're not sparring. That's what it means when people don't submit footage because it's mad simple to take it. So, you know, I had Showkid going to win by a KO. Now I'm a little bit worried and Supermax too. But I saw Eddie sparring. I think Max still has a shot because that sparring was trash.
Damn.
Just saying. That shit was crazy.
Yeah.
That shit was like weird movie editing. You know when they like got a fight and they're fucking switching camera angles and shit's weird. That's what it was like, bro.
I told Supermax, yo, yo, Eddie goes too soft. Like, you just got to go hard on Eddie, man. He ain't, you know, you got to go hard.
Yo, but
everybody
but
knows. that Rob, you know, goes extra hard in the sparring.
No, they didn't. No, not
you got
all.
To.
Like, that's why I think.
You got to at least do it three times.
Just at least three times go hard. Yeah, listen, I love the your sparring matches are like fights.
Yeah, dude.
So, you know, I know where you're coming from when you see a light sparring, touch sparring. You got to get a little aggressive once in a while, obviously. There's levels to it. You know, some gyms are different than others, but I didn't quite really see that whole thing. I remember seeing him, you know, kind of touching, you know, here and there.
Right.
But no, I get it. Listen, I'm just saying all this to say this, Rob. I know where you're coming from because of the type of sparring you get. You get some pretty tough sparring.
He get real sparring. Tell him, Rob.
Yeah, we do tech sparring. You call it touch sparring. In my gym, we call it tech sparring, but I do that. That's all part of growth. But that I wouldn't call that sparring. In my gym, that wouldn't be – you couldn't get away with saying that. What the Price family would call you out.
You can't
all
get
crazy,
away
so.
With it. Shout out to Jim. Where's your gym, Rob? Where does all this action Jackson
– D-Boys Boxing. Clemson,
he said they wouldn't let you get away with that.
My boy said they get the action over there.
Yo, but I think Jose is someone who's not training.
Hold on. Let's go down the line, man. First fight, Marvin versus Elias. What's happening? Give me the prediction.
I think that Tank is the underdog, but I feel like he's really training. And I feel like Elias will win, and the gold's coming back to New Jersey. He's going to be king of the North. I'm going to be king of the South.
Ah, I'm ready.
Yep.
Eddie Bola de Grasa, big super Mex.
So my original pick was Mex. Eddie submitted some fake sparring, but Mex submitted no sparring, as far as I know. And so I'm going to go with Eddie.
Yeah, we got Show Kid versus Jose El Loco Sáenz for the belt.
Yo, this is the exact same thing. Like, Jose's not training. It was Show Kid's fight to win. And then earlier in this show, I heard you guys say you guys haven't been able to train as much. He's going through some family shit. So if he's not putting in the work, because I know Jose's not, if he's not putting in the work, if both of these guys are competing, not putting in the work, I got to give it to Jose, which sucks because I want him to lose. But hopefully I can get my hands on him next year. And, you know, I would even pay his fees if he would do that. But I think he'll duck me for the rest of his life. So I don't even think he would fight on the same card as me. I don't even think he'd be in the building. These people are crazy, brother. They're so scared.
Wow. Look at this guy.
He's challenging the whole, you know.
Showcase?
Showcase, yeah.
I'm gonna go with Jose.
You going? Oh, okay.
Because Showcase's not putting in the work. Now we know Jose's not, but if Showcase was and Jose wasn't, then I'd give it to Showcase. But it ain't like that anymore, apparently.
So you think the Showcase is slacked off?
Didn't you say that in the beginning of this show? You guys haven't been able to train and he had some family shit?
I mean, not family shit. He just had to, like, you know, go to his son's game. It wasn't really nothing serious.
So he is putting in the work.
Yeah, in lieu of those moments where we didn't have, you know, he knows exactly what I instructed him to do off, you know, off site.
Yo, don't be swaying the betting line. Either he trained
or he
didn't.
Are you saying he did put in the work?
I mean,
what did he do?
When he's sending me videos of him, like, drenched in sweat, you know, in the gym and doing things that he's supposed to, I don't know what to tell you.
Drenched in sweat. New information.
Drenched in sweat. He doubled around himself and then got on the Zoom
Listen,
like,
he said to me,
I'm fucking dying over here.
He said to me videos of him staring at the camera, breathing hard, like he's about to, like, kill something. So I don't know. All right,
you know what? We're going with Show Kid then. Show Kid by devastating KO in the first and retires Jose. If Jose shows, I say 50-50, he doesn't.
I mean, look, it's going to be a matter of game plan, I think, between these two. And I think that, you know, we worked on Show Kid's, you know, best attributes. I didn't try to change the kid, you know. The Show Kid is the Show Kid. He want to give you all a show. He's always going to have that style. I just had to kind of, like, you know, mold it out a little bit. And hopefully he stays disciplined, man. Look, some guys catch it fast.
It's Show Kid's fight to win. If he puts in the work, it's his fight to win.
Exactly. He has enough aggression and strength. I think that it would be his fight to win. But Jose's tricky, man.
Yo, it's sad. It's been so long since Showkid looked good in the ring. But maybe his power is in Florida.
Yeah,
right?
But he's with the Doomatron now.
Maybe
you know what I mean? Motherfucking levels to this shit.
Maybe his power's in Florida.
Yeah, in Florida.
Maybe.
We'll see.
What's next?
Next is...
Okay.
It's because he's trying to do guests, bro. You know, and they keep saying he's joining.
Okay.
Next is Rel versus Pablo Garcia.
I'm going to go with Rel. Pablo Garcia is a big dude. It looked like he had some movement for a big guy. He looks good.
Yeah, but
brother,
he lost the weight.
Did he?
Yeah, he's at 250. He started at 306. He's at 250.
Wow. Well, hats off to him. I'm going with Rel KO. Next. Come on, Rel. Bring it home to New Mexico, baby.
Let's go. Uh-oh.
Who's next?
Who's next? Twin versus Rolling with the Punches.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go with Twin. I was real impressed with his last performance against Jordan. He really exposed Jordan for the bum that he is. And Jordan came out with a lot of excuses, said he had COVID, said he had ammonia. He said all types of
ammonia?
Stuff.
Ammonia? Or pneumonia?
Yo, it was crazy. Twin had him dead in that third round, but he couldn't finish it. And if I get that same opportunity, Jordan's dead. He'll retire. So
wow.
I'm going with Twin KO.
Wow, Twin KO. Jeez.
Wow.
This is going to be the card of knockouts, I'm telling you.
Zeke the Freak versus Esteban.
Okay, cool. Both good fighters. I'm going to go with Zeke. Zeke just has that heart. You know, he's got that Mexi-Texi thing going. And, you know, he's just relentless, I would say. And Zeke's on my hit list, too. So I'm looking for Zeke to build up that win streak, and I'll see him down the line. Yep.
Well, look at this guy. What about American Idol winner, voice participant, Preston James taking on Anthony Big Money Forbes?
Where are these guys from?
Oh, man.
One is from?
Tennessee, Nashville. Nashville, Tennessee. Preston James. He's an American Idol winner and participant in The Voice, you know, country singer. You know, he's a real big shot down there in Nashville, you know, country town. And he's fighting Anthony Forbes, man. And, well, what do we know about Mr. Anthony Forbes? He's from
Mr. Anthony Forbes. We know nothing.
Yeah, we know he's – I think he's
– I have his information, but, you know, you see where my phone is.
Yeah, we're totally
I'm going to go with American Idol boy just because props to him for lacing him up.
I was trying to get Anthony to send me some video today so I could send, you know, to his opponent and, you know, try to play it up here on the screen. But, you know, it's he's kind of busy. He hasn't sent it, but hopefully he does before the show ends, so we could actually put him up there so people would get to see him. What up, though? You still there?
Yep, what's next?
Who's next on the bout sheet?
That's the last fight.
Okay, cool. Good card. And I'm going to say fight of the night is probably going to be Tank and Elias. And the fight that I'm most sad to see fall off was Sean and Chino, which... I hope that exact fight gets rescheduled because that was probably a banger.
Yeah, I was sad about that. I think that was the beginning of the downfall. Like, people lost a lot of steam after that, you know? And Sean might be right. He's a star, man. Sean knows how to carry a card, man. You know, don't get me wrong. Obviously, old boy does his thing, Marvin. And it sounds like he's about to sell tickets and shit, become a draw and shit.
Yeah, well, you know, I just don't think Jose stars as bright as he thought it was or is, and that's diminished over the years. So I think after Showkid sparks him, that's it. That light's extinguished and he retires.
Yeah, man, strong possibility. Let me see. Is Showkid there? Showkid, are you there?
Showkid.
No, it just looks like he's not. All right, well, Rob, thanks for calling in. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. This is Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. We'll have another show tomorrow. We're going to keep bringing it to you live. Tomorrow will be 2 days out. And according to Doomy, we're going to be actually in the hotel tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
He wants us to check in for whatever reason.
Call us. Check, check.
Check, check.
Mic 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes.
All right, we out. Peace.
We'll give you some live coverage on the whole site tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Cheers.